Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jerry. And right now, I'm going to introduce another very famous movie. This movie is called Psycho. P-S-Y-C-H-O. Psycho. Psycho means crazy. It means there's something wrong with someone. It's crazy. That's what psycho means. And Psycho is one of the most scary films ever made. It's made by a director named Alfred Hitchcock. Now, you probably know Alfred Hitchcock. He's very, very famous. And this movie is one of the scariest movies he ever made, and it's also one of his most famous.
I've caused you some trouble.
No,
Mother! Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
Psycho is about a killer. A person who kills a whole bunch of people. And it's a very, very scary movie. And it has a very interesting ending. And you should watch it because it's one of Alfred Hitchcock's best movies and most famous movies and also one of his scariest movies. So if you like scary movies, you should definitely watch Psycho. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Mei Guo Li Yu, American Slang. Hey. This is American Slam. I'm Duran. How are you, you guys? 好了，我们今天来继续是大结局了。那个影片叫 Last Dance， 现在是最后一部分，格外小心了。那么年轻的律师为了收集各种各样的证据，他去奔波着，因为他不会放弃任何一丁点的机会去打赢这场官司。好，一起来看。
I'm sorry, but we have some big time grounds for appeal here.
What grounds?
Well, ineffective counsel. Basically, your partner Ed Duffy blew it.
Oh, you got a hell of a nerve.
好了，各位，来看今天的美国律语又带给你什么新东西。好，这个短语叫 Hey, your partner blew it.
Partner Ed Duffy blew it.
这个词 sounds familiar, right? 我们在上一期刚讲过一个词叫 BLEW， 还记得那个短语吗？表示把什么搞得一团糟，那个短语叫 blew something, no, everything, blew everything apart。 好，今天我们教给你这个俚语是 BLOW 的第二个意思。它的第二个意思我们来看一看， means cause a big mistake and ruin something， 表示你把什么彻底搞砸，你把什么搞砸了叫 BLOW，叫 blow， 后面加上东西 something， 一起说一遍叫 blow something， 好吗？来，它的过去式叫 blue， 好了，我们来看例句。 The first one， 听好，你呢想加入那个队伍叫 make the team， 你可能是个足球队，可能是个演出队，总之加入队伍叫 make the team。 好，第一次你去考没考上，还有第二次机会，这次你又来想托我给你介绍关系，于是我做了。听好，我会说下面这个句子。 Hey, this is your last chance to make the team, so I hope don't blow it. 这句话的意思是，小子你听好，这个可是你最后一次机会，要想进入那支队伍可别搞砸了，别搞砸了叫 don't blow it. Here means don't ruin the opportunity to make the team。好，各位，我们来看第二个例子。哎，上个礼拜我新认识了位姑娘，她的名字叫 Tina， 结果这周你却在我身边看不到了 Tina， 原来她再也不给我机会，为什么？我把这次约会搞砸。听好下面这个句子，这个句子叫 Hey, I blew my chances with Tina。 好，我把我的 chances means opportunity， 我给 blew， 你猜想的意思是我把我们俩之间的机会通通搞砸了。为什么？ When I told her, she looked fat. 哇， gosh, you can't say that. I'm too stupid. 但是你来看这个句子，这个句子是我们俩约会的时候，我可能跟她讲，我觉得你有点胖，那么她以后再也不见我，因为我把我们俩之间的关系通通搞砸了。
I'm sorry, but we have some big time grounds for appeal here.
What grounds?
Well, ineffective counsel. Basically, your partner Ed Duffy blew it.
Well, you got a hell of a nerve.
All right, well, you take a look at this film.
Hey, 欢迎来到经典对白。那么我们来看下面这个片段，年轻的律师 费尽周折找到了州长，希望州长能够网开一面，免除姑娘的死罪。可是州长拒绝了他，却硬这样，姑娘的死刑看来是免不了了。那么短暂的爱情留给了年轻的小伙子，只会是痛苦的酸楚回忆。一起来看。
Let go of me. The life outside was a nightmare. She's changed. She's grown. She's a different person now. And we're not setting an example here. We never gave her a chance to become like us, sir. We become like her.
You have an eloquent tongue, Mr. Hayes. Must run in the family.
Well, Cindy Lickett didn't have a chance, sir. And if you just...
Now, you've had your turn. Now, the rule of law demands that this girl receive the maximum penalty for what she did.
Governor,
now,
you...
May I finish?
Yes.
Now, if you don't like this particular law, by all means, change it.
好，各位看过下面的片段了吧？来，我们来学习语言了。第一个原点叫 setting an example.
No, we're not setting an example here.
Okay, setting an example. This phrase means to establishing a model or standard to follow. 它的意思是表示树立好榜样。树立榜样叫 setting an example. 再说一遍 ，setting example. That's good. 好，我们来看例句，好吗？第一个听好了 ，first one.By showing up early for work every day, the boss was setting a good example, maybe showing an example for his workers. 这句话的意思是，这个公司有一个老板，这个老板可真够狠，因为他每天到单位到得很早，九点上班，他七点钟到。眼下，同时他却给底下的员工做出了一个很好的榜样。
We become like her.
You have an eloquent tongue, Mr. Hayes. Must run in the family.
Well, Cindy Lickett didn't have a chance, sir, and if you just...
Now, you've had your turn. Now, the rule of law demands that this girl receive the maximum penalty for what she did.
Governor,
now,
you...
May I finish?
好，来，我们来看第二个原点，是这个句子叫 It must run in the family.
Must run in the family.
Okay, it must run in the family. Okay, look, if you say if something runs in the family, that means...All the people in the family has the same feature. 我们可以把它翻译成 run 是跑跑跑，在一个家庭里面跑，它的意思是表示世代相传，叫 runs in the family. 好，我们来看例句好吗？世代相传，世代相传跟跑有关系。第一个例句听好了，有一个人叫 Mark， 他有兄弟叫 Steve， 听好了，叫 Mark and his brother are both good.Musicians. That's right. So, music runs in his family. 这句话的意思是表示 Mark 和他的弟弟兄弟们都很棒，都是很棒的音乐家。他们家应该是世代相传，是有音乐世家吧？我们可以讲叫 music runs 在他们家庭 in the family. 好，我们来看第二个例句，听好了 ，They run in the family. Okay, careful.Being a strong leader runs in the family. We are all politicians. 这句话的意思是我们家都是政客，我们家都是搞政治的，所以大概是算家传世代相传吧。
Law demands that this girl receive the maximum penalty for what she did.
Governor,
now,
you,
may I finish?
Yes.
Now, if you don't like this particular law, by all means, change it. But in the meantime, it's my sworn duty as governor.
那最后一个原点，今天带给你的这个句子叫 By all means change it.
If you don't like this particular law, by all means change it.
Okay, by all means. By all means, this phrase actually is another way of saying certainly, please do. 好，很有意思。M-E-A-N-S 这个词有很多意思，在这个地方有一个意思是表示方法，叫 means. By 是通过 ，all 是所有的。我如果说你要通过所有的方法，就表示你要尽一切方法做一个事情，好，尽一切方法，或者我们翻译成一定要怎么怎么样，我们就说 by all means。好了，非常的形象。我们来看例句，第一个听好了，午饭时间到了，你饿吗 ？Hey, look, if you are hungry, by all means, please, please join us for lunch.好，来看这个句子的意思是，嘿，如果你饿的话，你可一定要留下来吃午饭哟，一定要留下来，太过客气了。By all means, join us for lunch. 好，我们再来看第二个例句，听好了 ，A 和 B 打电话，不是打电话，是对话。A 说，嘿， 我能使用一下你的电话吗？很漂亮。Hey, man, may I use your cell phone? May I use your cell phone? 那么如果你很想让对方用，不错，我想认识你。好，正好有一个机会，我说 sure, by all means. 他的意思是表示当然没问题，不用都不行。好，他的意思是表示客气，没问题。记住了什么说叫 May I use your cell phone? Sure, yes, by all means. 一定可以，绝对没问题。
Her life outside was a nightmare. She's changed, she's grown, she's a different person now. And we're not setting an example here. We never gave her a chance to become like us, sir. We become like her.
You have an eloquent tongue, Mr. Hayes. What's wrong in the family?
Well, Cindy Liggett didn't have a chance, sir, and if you just...
Now, you've had your turn. Now, the rule of law demands that this girl receive the maximum penalty for what she did.
Governor,
now,
you...
May I finish?
Yes.
Now, if you don't like this particular law, by all means, change it. But in the meantime, it's my sworn duty as governor to uphold the laws that I find. You understand?
好，各位来教了这么多东西，今天的东西比以往多。来，我来帮你 quick review。第一个点，我们语里面学了一个词，表示嘿，你把那个东西搞砸了。这个机会可很难得，你的最后一次机会，不要搞砸，叫 don't 什么？那个词叫 blow， don't blow it。所以，如果你搞砸了一个事情，我们一般用过去式，叫 blew， blew something。永远记住它，非常有用，是太有用了。I really love the phrase。好，第二个单元我们学了一个词组，是表示给谁树立榜样。如果是好榜样，形容词这个 good 可以没有。于是我想树立榜样，好榜样叫 setting an example。如果是不好的榜样，要把形容词 bad 加进去，叫 setting a bad example。好，再往前面走，我们学了一个词，表示跟跑友关系，他们家世代相传。都是玩音乐，世代相传，都是搞政治，那个德语叫 runs in the family。 好，再往前面走，有一个词组表示太过分，表示尽一切办法，一定要怎么怎么样，嘿嘿嘿，一定要留下来吃饭呢，那个句子叫 by all means。 wow, so good。 好了，各位辛苦了， thanks for your hard working。 别走开，下面是原声碟。
Welcome to Movie Tunes, I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song Second Star to the Right from Disney's animated film Return to Neverland.
The second star to the right.
Take a look. The second star to the right means if you're counting 1, 2, it's the second star to the right side. Shine with a light that's rare. Rare means very unusual or very special. For example, have you ever seen a blue rose? Well, if you haven't, it's because blue is a very rare color. It's a very special, different, and hard to find color for a flower. It's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, and if you're looking for Neverland, its light will lead you there. It means the second star to the right. Its light will lead you there. If you follow the light, you will find it. Lead means to take you somewhere, and you follow is to lead. Now you know what the words to second star to the right mean. Listen to the song with us, and join us next time on Action English.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you. Let's tell you that the dream you really can